Oh no, I blocked that out on purpose, thankfully.
Why?
Because I
Why would
know.
you suppress my art?
Because I know how you are. You always love to take a big gulp of water. See, there you go. You
Doing
take.
it again.
As soon as we start, as soon as we start. I mean, it's fair. You gotta keep the pipes. Gotta keep the pipes good and raring to go.
It's winter and I am constantly dehydrated.
That's fair. Literally every morning, I have woken up very dehydrated.
Yep. I come home from work, I'm dehydrated. I wake up, I'm dehydrated.
It's the winter.
And I'm just constantly putting on chapstick. I'm doing it right now. I got my Burt's Bees. Burt's Bees lip balm.
I use CarMax.
I do too. I have several chapsticks that I.
I'm so glad that we're discussing our routines.
When you're gay and you care too much about chapstick.
I mean, the only good thing about this time of year is that, the holiday movies roll around.
That is the only good time of the only good thing about this time of the year. Absolutely.
Yeah, and me wishing that Ariana Grande will do another Christmas song.
I have to listen to that fucking song at work, and it is a bop,
Wait,
but
which one? She has several Christmas songs.
the one.
What, the Santa Tell Me?
Yeah.
Ugh, love that one.
If you really care. And I didn't realize it was Ariana, but I found that out and I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it came out like years ago, so we've just been with it for a while, so I think people have forgotten.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so holiday movies rolled around.
I was about to just start talking about which songs at work I hate. I could go on for an
Oh,
hour.
honestly, we can. You know what? Let's set aside just like a good 10 to 15 minutes in the next episode where we just talk about Christmas music. Because I have thoughts. I mean, we could even tack it onto this one. It depends on how things go. We'll see what
Yeah,
happens.
I also have thoughts. I can share with you my favorite Christmas carol, which is so good. But anyway, yeah, let's move on. What do I start with? Because this was an interesting lineup, I felt like.
Yeah, I just wanted to go with the ones that had already come out on Netflix because they're rolling them out in increments for whatever reason. I mean, it makes sense. I'm sure it makes sense. But at the same time, I'm just like, look, bitch, I need to schedule my own viewing, not you telling me when you're gonna put stuff out.
At Netflix, I have a podcast.
I have a lot of busy things. I need to schedule when I'm going to watch what Christmas movies.
True.
Which is true. 'Cause, I mean, it's just what it is. Everyone seems to have fucking Christmas movies these days. Like, my mom is bouncing back and forth between multiple channels, like Hallmark, Lifetime, BET.
Oh, we love it.
I know, we were actually on
I love that
Thanksgiving.
BET's in the game. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. What's really funny is some friends of ours came over to my house for Thanksgiving, and my mom was, decorating and watching Christmas movies in the background as she does. And there was one of them, like one of the black ones that was playing on the TV. I don't remember which one it was. Unfortunately, it wasn't one of the ones with the Mallory twins, because apparently they each had their own Christmas movie that came out this year. Which
Of course.
is, I kind of want to watch them just because, they both each had their own. And my mom said that. So I think Tamara is the one who's married to a white guy in real life. But her love interest in her Christmas movie was a black guy. But Tia's love interest in her movie was a white guy, but she's married to a black guy in real life. So,
Interesting.
I know. We love a flip-flop. Twitch is three.
Twitch is three.
Oh my god, they
The
should.
Christmas Twitch.
Girl, they should do it. Disney
Please.
Plus, get on it.
I would love to watch both of those movies if we could find them.
Yeah, I'll just have to ask my mom what was the name of them. She probably still has them saved. Well, probably not. But there's also, like, a bunch that are on, just on demand for free, because she was watching some of those. Like, that movie I sent you the other day, which is not a Christmas movie, it was a Thanksgiving movie, called The Turkey Drop.
Yeah, it was funny, on Thanksgiving, I saw that that was playing on Freeform, and I was like, oh, that's that movie, and I forgot to watch it.
Well, apparently it's on demand, so...
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on their streaming site, but who knows what horrors you'll get with that hassle. But the best part about the Black movie being on, well, the one that I don't remember, was that the commercials were playing in the, you know, because it's on TV, so they had the little commercials that were playing, and they were, like, advertising Tyler Perry shows, and oh, I was God. Like... It's just so funny that now he's on BET. Like, I feel like he was everywhere but BET before.
Yeah.
Ironically.
I don't know. I mean, he was just trying to conquer it all, and then he did. And then he's like, I guess I'll go on BET now.
Well, BET needed more original content, and...
Yeah.
He is just ever going with all of his shit.
He is the Black straight Ryan Murphy. And we stand.
Yeah. I honestly just don't know how to feel about it because, like, it's just, like, constant content. And I'm like, is any of it actually good, though?
That is the question.
But anyway.
That's going to be one of our episodes. Is Tyler Perry actually good?
Well, I love Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I love that movie. Like, it holds a special place in my heart. I haven't seen it in a long time. I honestly want to watch it. It feels like a Thanksgiving movie. Like a woman being angry.
Reminds me of the holidays.
I mean,
it's... Reminds me of home.
It's not the holidays unless some woman is yelling, isn't it?
So true.
I mean, it doesn't have to just be that. I just feel like that's the least threatening thing. Because I feel like a man yelling at the holidays, it's like, that ruins Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. That's like everyone get in the bunker.
Yeah. Everyone get in the bunker. Honestly, that's...
A man yells, I get in the bunker.
How about that's how I felt when I was watching Santa Girl?
Get in the bunker?
Yes, because it was... Honestly, weirdly enough, I watched them in like a weird order. So Santa Girl was first, so...
I also watched that first, but you binged them and I spread them out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when I first started watching this, I was like, oh, no. Because at first I was like, I mean, I've come to expect, like, a weird certain quality with my holiday movies, where I kind of sometimes...
Maybe that's where you're wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right off the bat, you're wrong.
I think that's what it was. I honestly think that may have been what it was. I came into it with a certain expectation.
I fundamentally disagree, but we will absolutely get into that.
I thought it was just going to be like a wacky, like a wacky holiday movie just from the title and the little, I guess like little preview trailer that happens when you run, like you go over the tile on Netflix.
Yeah, well, okay, so this one is about Santa's daughter who wants to be free, I guess, of her fate to take over Santa's business.
Yeah.
And well, so she goes to college.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
For a semester.
I didn't even know if it was that she wanted to be free of her fate. I think she was just like, I just want to be a normal girl, just for once. I want to go to college. And I'm just like,
what? Yeah, I guess not.
You
like,
can't just, like, I go mean, to like, the mall. Be free,
like, be free as in, like, she didn't want to, like, live at the North Pole anymore. She, like, wanted to see the world, basically.
Yeah. Although, I really don't understand how all she ate was, like, sugar. I'm like, girl.
Oh, my God, that bothered me the whole time. I was like, stop.
I know, I'm like, y'all can't eat normal food? Like, what the fuck?
That bothered me so much because it was also like, it was too much like the gimmick in Elf where he's like pouring like syrup on the spaghetti.
Oh yeah.
You know, like it was too much like that, but it like wasn't well done. Like she was just constantly eating like brownies and cupcakes, and I was like, I feel like we're just fat shaming here. Like, like the scene where she like sits down with the girl who has like the salad. And the girl acts as though she is eating shit. She literally looks at her plate of cupcakes like it is raw garbage. Like, she's just eating cupcakes.
It's true. She was just like, you're going to eat that? And I'm like, where are we at the Victoria's Secret, like, runway show?
And she just had a plate full of lettuce. And it was so funny.
No dressing.
Production design in this movie was something else.
Yeah, I love that when she was at the cafe, like the school cafe, and she gave her a piece of cake on a paper plate. I was like, bitch, what?
I couldn't even shell out for like $1 ceramic plates.
I know, you can just go to the dollar store and get one.
Oh my god.
They literally just... Funny. He just took that straight from the craft service table.
They really did. That's where they got all that food. That's where they got the bed of lettuce.
The bed of lettuce. It came with our pizza that we ordered. You know, like, when you order pizza and, like, sometimes they'll give you, like, a free house salad. And it's literally just, like, a head of lettuce and, like, roughly chopped vegetables.
It's true. It's like, you know, when you order buffalo wings and it comes with like three stalks of celery.
And they're all uneven.
That's what we had to work with. It was the leftovers from what we had to feed our crew.
I love that realism.
I was not expecting good quality, so I do think I probably enjoyed it more than you did.
Well, I adjusted my perception after a while, so okay. It really was like, oh, okay, visually, it was just like, I was expecting it to visually look a different way, but gotcha. Then also at the very beginning of the movie, I was just like, why is everything overblown? I was so upset. I'm just like, I can't even directly look at the screen because it's so bright.
That's one of my favorite tropes about these terrible Christmas movies is that the exposure and, like, color correction is just awful. It's just awful. I mean, it's somebody's, like, intermediate project from editing. Like, it's bad. Like, yeah.
Okay, so what's really funny is I wasn't going to take notes, and then my mom was just like, maybe you should take notes while you're watching this. I'm like, fine, I probably should, because for me, I feel like I have, like, a weird sense of total recall with, like, things that I watch. So I'll remember exactly what I was feeling, but I do have a lot of random notes in here. And the very first one I wrote down in all caps was Larry Tooth Fairy.
I also wrote that in all caps. I wrote the same thing. I was peeing myself in that scene. Because, first of all, Larry Tooth Fairy's entrance is that he's floating. Kind of. I did not know what the fuck was going on in there. And then he was like, hey, I want to hook you up with my mom. I was like... what's going on here?
Yeah, what's really funny is the comment I have directly under that is the floating sends. So I had the same exact feeling. I think
that
I actually
was so funny. I was like, what?
I actually rewound on that part because I was just like, I'm sorry, was he just floating? Oh, I was just like, what? Because I don't think she was looking, and I was just like, I have to go back. Hold on.
That was so funny. Oh, boy. My first note is Santa is a capitalist.
Oh, I also had some notes about Santa being a capitalist.
Yeah, I mean, that was, like, exactly what was going on there, which, like, I guess that makes sense. But then he was like, they were literally talking about, like, an elves union, and he was like, fuck that. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I also read that. I was like, Santa is a classist. I also have a note in here that just says racism.
I mean, the little elf girl, she was the only person of color, right?
Which was
the
whole weird. Movie. I know, that was kind of weird. And it was very affirmative action. They were just like, we need a person of color, but not black. Because everyone always goes black person.
I thought she was maybe the best actor.
I also agree.
Yeah, she just was, like, so committing to her part. She was committed to the bit. That scene where she, like, what's her face? Harper from Wizards. Was like, oh, I'm cold. Can you get my jacket? And that girl fucking took off across the lawn. I was like, you're so good. Like, she was funny.
Do you mean Jennifer Stone of Harriet the Spy Blog Wars fame?
Starring Tony Topaz.
I love that. Yeah, I just
watched that movie for this.
I really did just think that there was just so much racism. Like, they were so racist towards elves. They just, like, made weird, snide comments. They're just like, elves. And I'm like, what is this supposed to mean?
Well, I do think that the guy, Jack Frost, by the way, is the villain in this. I do think Jack Frost was meant to come off as racist because he was, like, the bad guy.
Yeah, but Santa also said that at the beginning of the movie. He was just like, yeah. Elves. And I'm just like,
Yeah, because I think they, I don't know, I think they were, like, trying to do, like, make a point about him, like, not really being, like, the jolly old version of Santa anymore.
Santa's a Republican.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I mean, yeah, I also love that it was Barry Boswick. That just killed me. And I also, because I watch everything with captions, every time he did something, it would be like, Santa laughs, like the caption. Like, fully just, his character's name is Santa Claus. Like, they didn't even try to go for, like, Kris Kringle. Like, no, his name was Santa Claus.
I mean, obviously.
And her name, well, no, because her name was, oh, yeah, Cassandra Claus.
Yeah, she had, like, a dumb regular person name, and he had to be Santa.
He was Santa.
Like, that's not even a name. Santa isn't a name.
Cassandra Claus.
I know, that's
I think
so
my
bad.
Favorite. What?
Like, it's so bad.
I think I have to talk about my favorite scene really quick, which was little elf girl was walking around campus at night, and she sees Jack Frost. She's like, Jack Frost? Hey, Jack Frost? And then Jack Frost, with his cape, just, like, swings his cape over his eyes and skitters away.
Like fucking Phantom of the Opera.
I was like, this is amazing.
And then he was just hiding in the bushes.
He fully was,
he didn't disappear. He just hid in the bushes.
It was so, like, middle school drama production.
It was, which is weird because they have established multiple times in this movie that there is magic.
Okay, that is what I found interesting about the, like, story. I was like, okay, so she has magic because she's Santa's daughter? Like, I found it interesting. I just feel like they didn't use it very well.
I don't know where Santa's magic comes from, and I'm upset about it.
Yeah, well, do we need to know? It's Christmas.
No, I need to know. Hard facts. They already told me that Santa fucks.
Santa does fuck. Also, like, when she told Ned about her fucking life, why didn't she just use magic? Like, he didn't believe her. I was like, use your fucking magic, you fucking idiot. You've been using it the whole movie, even though Santa told you not to. In this one instance where it could help you, you don't fucking use it?
Yeah, see, there were a lot of plot points in this movie that didn't make sense.
I was baffled by that, because she, even though, like, there was not even a montage of her, like, trying not to use magic. Like, she just continued to use it to, like, do stuff. And I was like, okay. He told you not to. Like, I thought that was going to be, like, a major conflict in the movie.
And it wasn't. They just breezed completely by it. No, the whole conflict in this movie was arranged marriages.
It was an arranged marriage, and...
to the most boring, whitest man in the world. And then she chose another boring white guy with a terrible haircut. At least the other haircut. One had a better haircut. Kind of.
Okay, but when Jack Frost Jr. showed up, like, that first scene where she, like, gets hit in the head, and then he, like, his face, like, comes on the screen, I was literally like, ha.
What's funny is I
am the ugliest man I've ever seen.
What's funny is I immediately knew that he was Jack Frost's son. I was Jack Frost's son, that makes sense.
Absolutely. I actually thought Ned was going to be Jack Frost's son, just from, like, because they were in the, you know.
Oh, that would have been a fun twist. Honestly, like, I would have enjoyed that twist. That would have been fun.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I thought it was going to be, yeah.
If they would have done it from that angle, I think it would have been better. But... That being said, why the fuck was Ned's declassified so bad? I don't know his real name, so I'm just calling him Ned's declassified. But he was fucking awful in this movie.
I disagree.
His acting was so bad in this movie. It was so bad.
I thought he was fine.
It was so bad. No, it was weird because it was bad in comparison to, like, him being on Ned's Declassified. I'm like, I've seen you do better acting?
Question mark.
Yeah, but that's weird. I'm like, how could you be better as a child and not as an... I don't know.
Well, that's why he doesn't have many roles these days.
And we've got an answer, people.
I thought he was fine.
I
thought it was cute, which you...
No, that haircut was awful.
You texted me electric chair.
I did. Because you were like, I like it. I'm like, no, that's bad.
I did not like the haircut. I just thought he was cute. And I was into him on Ned's Declassified, and I just feel like I'm still, unfortunately, attracted to him. So this is a Grace Love Yourself moment. We get one of those. We get one per season. And this is it right here. I'm standing.
Only one.
We get one.
Well, you know, I've seen him with better haircuts. And it, when his hair doesn't look like that, he doesn't look as bad.
He was a little trash man, and I loved it.
No, I think I wrote my notes. Yeah, literally said, has the worst haircut I've ever seen.
See, I felt like they could have played up a little bit more, like, him being, like, a little bit more of, like, not, like, a bad boy, but just more of, like, a little dirtbag. And then, you know, Jack Frost Jr. is, like, all straight-laced and perfect. And...
Oh, do you know what really cemented me not liking Ned in this movie?
Yeah.
When he wore that "This is my costume" t-shirt.
That was so funny.
And I was just like, oh, he's that straight guy. And I was like, nope.
He is.
Nope.
He was. Well, there was also that scene where she comes out of the party because she fully spits vodka into somebody's face. And then she comes out and she's like, I didn't know my drink was vodka. And then Jack Frost Jr. comes out and Ned is like, hey, don't spike her drinks. I was like, what are they doing here?
I know. I was like, was that supposed to be a low-key rape allegation? I'm very confused.
It was. It really was. And I was like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
We're going there.
I also, the old school meme that they had in that movie, it was like, I'm Santa's daughter. And I'm just like, is this from that meme generator?
Yeah, and then the gif of them dancing was like those, remember those e-cards you could send to people?
Those fucking Jib Jab ones. Yeah. I'm like, what year is this?
Actually, that's a really good question. What year was this?
Well, that movie came out this year, 2019.
Did it?
Yes.
Wow, I'm floored.
That's why I'm like, why are they using such dated references that are literally like...
Wow, it did. It came out in 2019.
Yeah, and they were using like online memeage from like 10 years ago. I'm like, what are you doing?
It was like really like genuinely 10 years ago. Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at everybody's IMDb things now. Like... Jack Frost Jr. doesn't even look that bad, like, out of context.
I told... Well... Well...
We're just so ugly in that movie. I just... Ugh.
Yeah. Also... Anyway. I love this also. I wrote down, these romantics would give Taylor Swift whiplash. I'm so funny.
My other the plot obviously like wasn't good, but my other like main gripe is like she was caught between these two boys, but then also still thought that she was engaged to somebody else who wasn't one of these boys.
That it's true.
And I was like, this has too many levels that like
she didn't know what was going on. Also, I'm just like, girl, y'all don't have, like, North Pole Facebook or something where you can, like, figure out what someone looks like now.
I know.
She's like, I haven't seen him since we were, like, babies. And I'm like...
Why? Like, why hadn't they seen each other? Like, because I was like, okay, like, it would make sense if they were from, like, different, you know, they were from the South Pole or whatever. Like, but then the dad... Santa was like casually having a meeting with Jack Frost, and I was like, they could have seen each other
just in the office
at any point. I don't understand.
She lives in the basement. Anyway, this movie was something.
Yeah, this wasn't a Netflix original, was it?
No, Netflix okay. would never. Netflix That's would never I give me that quality. They give us the Christmas Prince. They know what we want.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I do think that third Christmas Prince movie comes out this year. The one with the baby.
Yeah, it does. I was talking to my coworker about that.
I can't
she
wait.
She was like, I predicted that. I was like, oh boy.
Oh boy, you sure did, buddy. No, what I love is that the Christmas Prince and this our next movie, The Night Before Christmas... Mm-hmm. apparently take place in the same universe, and I have to scream.
Wait, say that again?
So, The Christmas Prince and The Night Before Christmas, they take place in the same universe.
Gotcha. And how did you figure this one out?
So, you remember when, like, Vanessa Hudgens' sister is, like, talking to her daughter or whatever, and she's holding the fucking acorn, and she's like... Oh, my, your grandparents got this from Aldovia, or wherever the fuck the Christmas Prince movie takes place.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Yeah, because that big-ass fucking acorn is in the second movie, I think? Yeah, it was in the second one.
Or Bro, maybe I don't remember the Christmas Prince at all. Oh. I don't remember it at all. I don't remember anything
I don't know.
It. I know... We watched it last year. I don't remember.
I don't know why I remembered that particular thing, but it was the giant fucking acorn. And I was like, oh, yeah, the acorn that opens. And, like, on the inside, it was like, I love you, my son, or some bullshit like that.
I genuinely have no idea what you're talking about.
Wait, did that happen in the second? What the fuck was the second Christmas Prince about? I think it was about he found out that he wasn't, like, he was adopted or something.
Maybe. Again, I do not have any memory of any of those movies.
It was a ride. I remember that much. I think I just, that was like, the premise.
That's the girl from iZombie. I just remember when she wore the Converse, and we were all like, well, Bella Swan already did that, so. Like,
Bella Swan was the blueprint.
Like, what's going on here? Yeah, so.
How'd you feel about it? The Night Before Christmas.
The Night Before Christmas, yeah. I was like, what is it called? Like a Christmas night?
It should have been called that, but they were like, we already did the Christmas Prince.
No, they wanted the cute little pun. This was my favorite out of the four.
Oh, you know what? I can agree with that. I think that one was also at the top of my list. That was my favorite one.
Hands down, it was my favorite. Like, leagues ahead of the other ones. Like, for as much as I enjoyed the, like, campiness of Santa Girl, it was like, this one was like way, I was like, okay, this has campiness and just a bit of quality. I can appreciate that.
Yeah. And magic.
My favorite Christmas movie trope is unexplained fucking magic. It's just like, there's an old crone in the woods. What's she doing? Passing out amulets. Why? Who cares? That's what she does.
That does seem like all she does. She's just an old woman who just roams the countryside handing out amulets, telling people to go do stuff. Sending people.
Spoilers for the end, for the credits scene. But when she showed up and gave that to his brother, I was like, bro. I was like, is she just going around? Like, hey, I'm gonna set you up. Like, what is her end game? I don't understand.
She's Cupid. That's what she does. She's a matchmaker.
I guess.
She's anyway. A medieval matchmaker. How else are they going to, what the fuck is that show? Outlander. How else are they gonna Outlander? How else are they gonna Kate and Leopold or whatever the fuck?
Oh, that's a good movie. So this is the other one I took notes for.
I'm laughing at my very first comment. It literally just says, imagine getting relationship advice from Vanessa Hudgens.
When she was talking to that poor girl, they put her in the worst wig I've ever seen.
My mom said the same fucking thing.
That was the worst wig I've ever seen in my life.
It was really bad. Okay.
It was bad. And then she showed up later and it was still bad. I was like, put a hat on her at least.
I know, because she was outside. They could have put a hat on her.
She was out fucking side. My first note is Vanessa Hudgens is a princess part two. Because I was like, this is just the same movie. But it wasn't. It wasn't. I was wrong. It was not.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, that comes out next year.
Yeah.
The Princess Switched at Birth part two.
Switched at birth.
Twitches.
One of the Vanessa Hudgens is deaf.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
Let's do it. Let's write it. My other first note was his name is not Cole, because I almost cried when the brother was like, Cole! And I was like, why is his name Cole? Like, Cole is your, like, dirtbag, like, homeroom math partner.
Homeroom like... math partner.
Shut up.
That's oddly specific.
You know. It's Cole. He's like, long, greasy hair. He, like, dated a friend of yours.
I was gonna say, this is getting a little too...
I feel like I did know a Cole, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Did you?
I'm saying, like, we've all known a Cole.
We did. We went to college with one. Remember?
No, I don't remember anybody we went to college with.
He lived in that one house that we were like...
Oh, Cole! Oh, my God! How did I forget that? See, I love that I'm starting to repress terrible memories.
I've already repressed. Girl, I wish I had that kind of mind.
I have blocked that whole house out of my whole mind. And all memories of that house.
It's in like a small compartment marked don't open.
Have gone, except for the Joan Jett record. And the night that somebody cut their hair.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that one, but that was also good.
I mean, that's what happens when you make people feel bad about themselves, Grace.
Well, that's what I do. Anyway, moving on. We have to cut this whole portion out. This is way too specific.
What's funny is you think that I'm going to go back and cut this. So, what... I won't say my favorite comment, but... It's one of my favorite comments I wrote for this movie, in all caps. Can you bring my sad old aunt a decent man for Christmas?
I cried at that line when she was like, can you give my Aunt Brooke a boyfriend? I was like, I would have slapped that little bitch in the mouth.
One that won't cheat on her? Like, this girl knows too much. She knows too much.
Well, first of all, she knows the tea. Because Vanessa Hudgens, like, saw that guy. She, like, turned around, and she was like, I just don't want to see somebody right now. And the little girl goes, oh, your ex, James? And I was like, who the fuck does she know who he is?
Oh, you know her mom. Like, she overheard her mom talking to someone about it. Because her mom just looks like the sister who loves to gossip about.
Absolutely. She showed up, and I was like, the bigger the hoops, the bigger the hoe.
How about I thought she was a single mom for most of that movie?
Me, too. And then the husband came home, I was like, all right?
I was like, who's that?
I thought, for a minute, when he showed up, I thought, I was like, wait, has Vanessa Hudgens had a boyfriend this whole time?
I also thought that, and then I was just like, wait, why is he acting like they're sort of estranged. And I was like, oh, is he the dad? And I'm like, where the fuck have you been the whole movie? And it's like, oh, he was away on business. And I'm like, okay, well, at this point, we don't even need him. Why is he here?
Yeah, that was an odd, like, little added, like, I don't know, addition.
I guess they were trying to say that a woman can't raise a child on their own.
Oh, no. Well, that's definitely true. look at us.
Look at us. We're both disasters.
We're both human disasters. I feel like they were trying to explain how she could afford that giant house, maybe. I don't know.
That may have been it. I just assumed that it was, I assumed it was, like, their family's place or something. Well, no, I think Vanessa Hudgens lives in their family's place.
Yeah, Vanessa Hudgens, that was their parents' house, which I love that they also explained that. They were like, she doesn't just have this house.
She
just...
She got this from her dead parents. And that's why she's sad on Christmas. Because she has no boyfriend and her parents are dead. You know what? That's valid, though. As I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, wow, that sounds like my future. That's valid.
Sounds like my future. I also cracked up at the Alexa.
Like, what was that? Were they plugging Alexa?
I guess so. I mean, it had to have been. It was too much. Like, I was like, Alexa was like a fully formed character in this movie. Like,
which I don't get. Like,
it was just odd.
Are they getting paid by Amazon for that? Like,
I truly don't know. I truly don't know. I feel like there was other product placement too, and now I can't remember.
I mean, I wouldn't call it product placement, but there was the whole thing with the hot chocolate. He was acting like it was fucking cocaine. I'm like,
that was amazing.
I'm like,
I want to say my favorite scene was them in the grocery store, and she's talking to the student who with the bad wig, and he's in the background eating that bread. I was like genuinely laughing at that scene, like not just laughing like, oh, this is like weird or bad, but I was like genuinely cracking up. That actor was so funny.
It was.
I feel like he sold it. I feel like he sold that role to me.
I agree.
I enjoyed him a lot.
Oh, I wrote this because this is so funny because it is so true. I always say the best way to meet a man is to hit him with your car.
I mean, yes.
This is the second Christmas movie we've watched where that's how people met.
It weirdly is a big trope.
If like someone get hit by a car?
Yeah, like people either like get into accidents with each other or like hit each other with their car. Like it's very like, I don't know, it's just a trope.
It's that the adult. Funny though. It's the adult meet cute.
Just gotta run a man down with your car.
I mean, how else are you gonna find him?
When she like fully just slammed into him, he was like, "I'm fine." Like, oh shit.
Oh, also, did you notice that when he was watching movies on TV, they were playing the fucking holiday calendar?
Oh, yeah, I know. That was so funny. They were also playing Holiday in the Wild.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like,
spoilers for Holiday in the Wild.
I was screaming about that because that's like, because didn't they do that? They did that in the fucking holiday calendar with the Christmas Prince.
They did it in the Princess Switch. They were watching a Christmas Prince.
Oh.
Right? Or,
well, I think they might have done it in both movies, honestly.
They may have. There's been, like, I definitely remember them doing it in The Princess Switch. She's like, again, with the fucking niece or whatever. Oh, no. The best friend's daughter.
Oh, okay. The best
friend, she's like, they're sitting down, and they were either watching A Christmas Inheritance or A Christmas Prince. I can't remember.
Oh, maybe that's what they were watching in, that's what they were watching in a holiday calendar, I think. Maybe. Whatever. It doesn't matter. They were in both of those movies, they were watching another Netflix movie.
Yeah, basically.
Which was very weird and meta, but
I feel like it's just like, they're like, cute little gimmick now. And I'm like, alright, it got old.
I'm over it. Also, why did she fucking let Cole drive her car?
I also thought that. I was like, no! I was like, two things are either true, right, in this situation. Either this man fully has memory loss and a concussion, or he's really a 14th century knight. And in either case, why are you letting him drive his fucking car?
Unsupervised.
That was so funny. She was just like, yeah, I guess so. And I was like, no, do not let him drive. He did okay for, like, somebody who'd never even seen technology before.
It was just a lot. I also, like, you know what I was really waiting to happen? I was waiting for them to have that, like, Shrek fake-out moment. Like, you know, like, at the end of Shrek where she's just like, true love's first kiss, and she thinks she's gonna fucking turn into a human, but she turns into a fucking ogre.
Yeah. Which is iconic. Yeah, go ahead.
It's true. But I, like, totally thought what was gonna happen is he was just gonna be like, oh, I think I finally figured out what it is that I'm supposed to do, or whatever, like, to be a real knight. And then he was just, like, not gonna go anywhere. Like, it was gonna glow, and he was just not gonna go anywhere.
All of the scenes where he, like, turned to dust or disappeared were too funny to me.
I love the fact that, like, at the end he was just like, he full on realized that he had fallen in love with her, but he was just like, I have to go to my, my brother's graduation ceremony.
might as well have been like, my brother's graduating from high school. I would love to marry you, but I have to go to this.
I just couldn't get over that. Like, he full on.
Well, was... I mean, you know, he had a duty.
I mean, that sure, his... I guess. Is that like an obligation or something? I mean, can't you just, like, not go? It's something I would do. I'm just not...
just not go.
I mean, true. I mean, night bros before hoes, am I right?
That was the conclusion of this movie. I actually thought the thesis statement of this movie, which I wholeheartedly agreed with, and I think that's why I enjoyed it so much, was get you a man who's dumb as shit. And I was like, yes.
Do you know what's...
dumb ass little man.
I was thinking the same thing, as I was just like, yeah. Because if they're, like, if they're really dumb, they'll never leave.
And then he was just, like, baking all that bread. I was like, this is the dream. Like, I am, like, barely attracted to men, and I was like, this is the dream. There's just a dumbass man in your guest house who bakes you a bunch of bread and has a sword. I'm like, this is it. What else do you want? Like, what else could you possibly
want? So is he not allowed in the regular house? Can he only be in the guest house?
Yes. Do I have to bring up that quote from Whoopi Goldberg again?
I don't want someone in my house.
Like, sorry, but that's the dream.
I really hope they do a sequel, and I hope the brother goes to the year 3000.
I hope they do a sequel, and he's still in the guest house.
He, like, the brother time travels to the exact, like, he time travels to 2020, and yep. The other brother's been there for a year. He's fully domesticated. He's, like, wearing, like, a braided belt and shit. Bacon bread still.
Oh, God.
On retainer, just like, oh, this is where you've been?
Can we discuss the fact that at the end, he was just like, well, I'm either going to become a cop or a baker. Yeah. I was like, those are two very different jobs.
He's playing the game of life.
I fully expected him to, like, join the force at the end, and I was going to be so mad. I was like, no, do not let this man become a cop at the end of this fucking movie. I was going to be so mad.
Grace, are you forgetting that there's a certain level of, you know, propaganda?
Yep. Oh, I know. That's why I was mad. I was like, do not become a cop.
Hey, we had escaped the propaganda up until that point. Well, you know.
Not really, because her dad was a cop, and the guy, what are they called? Fucking chief?
The police chief.
He was like, ooh, like, he was the nicest guy ever. Anyway, I just hate cops. It's my instinct.
How dare you make these cops nice?
How dare you make this nice, older black cop who I trust and love as a character? They always do that, too. They make it like the older black cop. I'm like, shut up.
Anyway, let's move on to Let It Snow.
Do we have to?
I mean, I do have thoughts about this, but I think the main thing I liked about it was, okay, so it was cute. It was definitely like Netflix's theatrical movie that they were going to do.
It was cute, and I think that's the perfect way to describe it. Like, it was not anything else other than just cute.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that, because it was definitely, like, a teen holiday movie, which there aren't very many of them anyway, so I felt like this was fine and kind of geared towards that. It's very now.
So I didn't realize that, I think. I didn't really, like, know what it was going to be about, other than I was like, oh, it's going to snow. And Karen and
because Jacob, it says, let it snow.
Yep. Well, then the trailer was like, snow will change your life. And I was like, okay. So, also, when that was Joan Cusack, I almost shit my pants.
Okay, why was she there though? That was my whole thing.
That is a great fucking question. But
she really didn't need to be there.
I liked her character, and I liked her in Bobo Jackie Burkhart's story. But I think I just didn't realize that it wasn't quite the age demographic that I thought it was. Because I was like, I didn't realize it was going to be so teeny. And then at the end, when the credits came up, and it was like, based on the book by John Green, Lord Miracle, I was like, oh.
That was literally my last comment where I was just like, John Green!
I almost fully texted you and was just like, because that explained it all. It really did.
It really, I mean, it honestly completely explains it. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I'll let you say your thoughts in a second. I think I will start off by saying I was bored. I found this to be boring.
I don't know if I would say boring. It was...
I just wanted something... I wanted the conclusions of the stories to be way more wild. I was expecting more of, like, more twists to happen. I was expecting a lot more from it, I think. Because I was expecting it to be, like, I don't know, like, really, like, very standard up until a certain point, and then they were going to, like, oh, we're going to flip all the tropes on you. And I was, like, waiting for that, and it, like, never happened. Everybody's story just kind of, like, concluded the way you thought it would.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It was weird. I was just like, oh, okay, well, sure, that was very anti... I wouldn't say anticlimactic because it did feel like a natural close to whatever was going on, but it also kind of felt like barely anything had happened.
Yes, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, isn't that a little warranted considering the small amount of time that this was happening over? It was like maybe 12 hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was one of those cute, like, slice of life, this is what's happening type of things.
But I usually love those sort of movies. Like, I love a good indie movie that's just like, all right, these are these characters, and we're just going to follow them for a little bit and see what they're up to, and they're going to have some struggles, but then it's going to maybe be fine at the end. Like, I really do genuinely love those sort of movies. And this, I was just like, I don't care.
I mean, that's fair.
I think I liked the, I don't know, the story with the girl with the sick mom and the pop star. I liked them. I thought they were good. They had good chemistry.
Yeah, I like how he, like, when she was all like, blah, like, trying to unload on him and be like, you don't know me, blah, blah, blah. He was just like, you don't really know me either. What the fuck?
I know.
He was just like, can you calm down? I'm just trying to be nice.
That was also the wrong moment for them to almost kiss, too. Yeah. I was like, they're kind of, this. I don't like this. Like, he just offered to pay for her mom's, like, treatment, and then she was mad at him, and then all of a sudden they're about to kiss. That was totally very weird.
I didn't know how to feel about that. I know. What was really funny, though, is he was like, trying to be, I don't even know how to feel about that. Like, he was trying to be, maybe because I'm like, damn, I wish someone would do some shit like that for me, where they're like, like, oh, your mom's sick, I'm gonna help you pay for these treatments so you don't have to worry about that. I'd be like, oh my god, I would love that. Like, not.
See, that's funny, because I sympathize more with her. I was like, she got like mad, and I was like, I would also be mad. I'd be like, I could fucking take care of myself, even though I can't.
Yeah.
But I would still say it.
I mean, no. Because, I mean, that's the problem. And that's the thing, is I'm just like, bitch, life is too hard to be, like, pretending like you don't need help sometimes. I'm just so I'm like, no, I'll take it. Shit, I'll take that. Can we get that in fucking writing, though?
My thing about her storyline, too, though, was I couldn't sympathize with her, because I was like, if that was me, I would, like, going to Columbia wouldn't even be a choice. Like, I would be staying home with my mom. Like, I wouldn't, I was like, fuck Columbia. Like, your mom's gonna die in 2 years. Like, you can reapply to Columbia in 2 years when your mom's dead. I was like, who cares what college you go? I was just, I couldn't sympathize with her. I don't know. That was my take on that.
I don't know. I get where you're coming from, but at the same time, I like how we're just discussing this one aspect. Not even the lesbian, just this aspect.
The lesbians were fine. I have nothing to say about them.
No notes.
Drama World was fine. I mean, she plays the same fucking character every time, so.
Kind of. No notes, lesbians. No notes. Yeah, I think in that instance, I could get that. Like, I understand where she's coming from, where she's like, it's an impossible decision, because I think internally she knows she wants to stay home with her mom, but she knows that if she does, her mom will be like, I don't want you to stay here and worry about me type of thing.
Yeah. But I'm like, you can still go to community college there, and then, like, in 2 years or whatever, like, you know, see how your mom's health is then, and then, like, go, like, reapply, like, go somewhere else. Like, why do you have to go to Columbia? I didn't get that. I also, like, fuck the whole, like, getting into your dream school storyline. Like, let's stop. Can we stop making that a fucking storyline in movies? Because it's really, I'm like, it genuinely doesn't matter where you go to college in this country, and you're gonna spend too much money regardless.
It's true.
So, like, can we fucking stop making that a storyline?
Do you know what also was funny? It's, I definitely wrote this down. Well, there's two of these notes that I want to talk about, but one was directly related to that, where there's that whole, the out gay is like, they completely know themselves and they're so confident. It's like, that is such a weird trope. Because they're just like, you just like, you're out and you're like confident and full, like, you know yourself. And you're just like, no, bitch. Most of the time, the people who are out have no choice. They're like, oh, I have to be. And they're like, you know yourself. And it's like, no, I don't. I'm deeply self-conscious, but I can't tell anyone that. Like, who the fuck is gonna say that?
Like, it has nothing to do with my confidence. Everybody just clocked me from birth.
Basically.
That's so funny. That's such a good point. I feel like the tropes were overdone. Like, you know, getting into dream college. Like, an out gay who's confident with themselves, like, it just, like, snore.
I just find it weird because I feel like these days it's not about, like, I feel like these days with kids who are getting into college, I'm like, do they even want to go to college anymore? Are they like,
no, actually, and I was talking to my coworker about this because she's like 19 and she went to like 1 year of school in Florida, and she's back home, like, going to community college, and she's like, no, my generation, you know, quote unquote, she's like, my age, like, we're just so disillusioned with college. And I was like, I honestly wish that I had been like that. Like, she was like, I'm just gonna be home and be saving money and not, you know, she's like, I'm working, I'm not spending that much money, I'm going to community college. And I was like, that's honestly so fucking smart in today's economy. Like,
I just anyway, don't
this has turned into my thoughts on college in America.
But I mean, that's fair, because I feel the same way. It's just, I know that if I hadn't have gone to college, I wouldn't have ended up on the track that I'm on currently. And I don't know if that's for the better or whatnot, but
yeah, we'll find out. I do think about that constantly. I'm like, who would I be if I hadn't, like, gone to school or, like, stayed home, went to community college and transferred or something like that? And I think about it obsessively, mostly because I have, you know, student loans due every month.
Yeah.
So, like, every couple of weeks when I have to pay all those bills, I'm like, I fantasize about not paying those bills.
I feel that. I had been, like, dodging them for a while, and they finally got me. They're just like, hey, time to pay on those. I'm like, fuck. You caught me.
Oh man.
Hey, I
I
considered
know.
going back to school for a doctorate just to avoid them for a little longer.
That is another fantasy of mine. I'm like, what if I just went back to school full time? And then I'm like, no, bitch. Do not do that. Like, do not do that. But like, what if I did?
Exactly. But like, what if though? Also, what's really funny, another trope that I'm like remembering in Christmas movies is that sledding is literally the most dangerous sport.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Somebody always has like a near-death experience.
Literally near death. Like, homegirl almost got hit by like, dude flew off. Girl flew over a bank, almost got hit by a goddamn car. I'm just like, why is sledding so dangerous?
Funniest part about that scene was how quickly the tone changed from like them having the time of their lives to like, oh my God, we're gonna die.
That happen in another Christmas movie? I want to say it's like, was it the Family Stone or something like, no, it wasn't a Christmas, wait. Is Stand in Real Life technically a Christmas movie?
It's not, but it totally counts as one.
Okay.
Yeah,
Don't they
no,
go sledding in
they
that
go away
movie?
for like summer vacation or something like that.
Oh. Well, there's some movie I remember they were sledding in it and literally was so totally like, oh yeah, we're having fun. And then all of a sudden it's just like, dan, dan.
I'm sure it's happened in multiple Christmas movies.
But anyway, yeah, Let It Snow was. Probably it was towards the bottom of my list, so like in ranking, mine definitely go so The Night Before Christmas, Let It Snow, Santa Girl, no wait, The Night Before Christmas, I want to say Let It Snow, then Holiday in the Wilds, and then Santa Girl.
Santa Girl is probably my second. Only
It
because Let It Snow, I was like underwhelmed. Like if it honestly, like this one would have been my favorite if some crazy twists had happened at the end.
Oh,
Like,
true.
you know what I mean? Like if we had gotten some way more interesting conclusions with the characters. Like I felt like the whole thing was summed up by the very end where the one kid who was trying to who's throwing the party was like, "Oh, that guy's not coming." And then there's like a pause and he's like, "Actually, I don't care." And I was like, "This sums up the whole movie."
Actually, I don't care.
It was just anticlimactic. It was just like, "Actually, I don't mind." And I was like, yeah, this is it. This is the movie that we just watched.
Also, do you know what's really funny is that guy's dad is Manny Santos's dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I recognized him on sight. I was just like, Manny Santos's dad. I think it's because I remember just like for some reason like her arc in Degrassi always stood out in my mind. So I just remember when he kicked her out of the house for being a hoe. He was just like,
Amazing.
I won't have a whore in my house. And I was just like, damn.
I wonder if they filmed this in Canada.
You know, I'd buy that. Either that or somewhere like fucking New England.
I don't think so. I think it was like the Midwest, maybe. Because New England would have been way more like small town charming. This was like deserted suburb.
It's true. This place was very it wasn't even like suburbs. It seemed like suburban farmish or
They
something.
had one restaurant.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? Where are we?
My
No.
other favorite thing was like that the mom, like, they made such a big deal out of her being sick, and then she had that one scene where she was just like, I was like, yeah, she's so sick, guys.
Cuss and sit down. And I'm like, that's just normal. I do that
have to sit down after like 2 minutes of physical activity.
the
Like, damn. I also liked, I did like the moment, the conclusion of the lesbian story where they kissed and then the rest of the track team or whoever the fuck saw them and they were all like, yay! And like, giving them like heart signs through the window. And I was like, okay, cute.
Yeah, I think what it was is like, why I liked it is I got swept up in the cutesy warmth of the holiday movie, and I think that's, I want to say that's probably just the intent, is that you get swept up and you don't think too much about it.
Yeah. Oh no, definitely true.
Which is not how I felt when I was watching Holiday in the Wild.
I was gonna say, do we have anything to say about Kieran Shipka's storyline? Because I don't at all.
I don't. Moving on. All I have to say is bloody nipple.
That was funny. I did laugh at the bloody nipple gag.
Also, I did like whatever his name, JP French last name was.
I was waiting for him to be gay. I just was waiting for something crazy to happen. I had so many theories about what was going to happen to these characters, and nothing fucking happened. I was like, oh, he's going to be gay and in love with the guy.
Oh my god, how about I definitely also thought he was going to be gay?
I think he had a gay vibe. I think probably the actor was just, I don't know, had a gay vibe. Anyway, Holiday in the Wild.
So let's take a trip to Africa.
Let's take a little trip over to, where were they, Zambia?
I don't fucking know.
I think the caption in the beginning when she flies there, it says like, blah 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 Zambia.
Oh, I did not read that at all. In my mind, she was just in generic parts of Africa.
I'm pretty sure they made it was a specific place that they had her go, that they were in.
I'm sure, because like they were kind of near a, well, wherever they were, it's like where an elephant reserve would be. And yeah. I don't know where the fuck elephants are in Africa.
I think they're all over the place.
I mean, they could be, but I feel like they're in like a specific section or something.
Let's just start this off by saying we have limited knowledge of Africa.
We really do. I have very limited knowledge of Africa.
I feel like I have the same amount of knowledge about Africa as I did when I hadn't watched this movie.
Here, I'll tell you everything I know about Africa. Prince of Egypt. Egyptian gods.
Yes.
The Nile River.
Sure, that's all. This is just Egypt.
The country Chad.
You're just talking about Egypt.
Hotel Rwanda.
Okay.
Apartheid, that is it.
Apartheid. Good one. Okay, good. Good, good, good. I have nothing to contribute to that list.
Honestly, that's all I remember because it's all I ever learned in, like, history class that I've never actively gone out of my way to research or find out anything.
Let me, okay, well let
oh,
me ask
also
you this.
The movie Madagascar.
Which is technically not even on the continent of Africa, it is an island.
It's still part of Africa.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. I know we both have limited knowledge of Africa itself, but did you feel like they were romanticizing it, or did you feel like they were portraying it well? Like, do you know what I mean?
I will answer your question with this statement. What? I don't know why it makes me sound like I'm at, like, a debate. Like a town hall debate.
Senator, let me answer your question with this prepared statement. Written by my lawyer.
So I think they could have renamed this movie How Stella Got Her Groove Back, Gentrified Edition, colon, Save the Elephants.
Oh. That genuinely was the title of this movie.
Because that's what I got. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie by any stretch. It was just, like, very much...
It, oh, no, they were...
It's very much that. exactly
that.
Yeah,
they were white savoring it, for sure.
Which, you know, at some point, people get upset about the whole, like, white savior thing, and I'm just like, look, I'm okay with white people bringing attention to things that they know wouldn't get attention otherwise, i.e. using their platform for good, but not making themselves the center of it. I'm totally fine with that. You know, like Jane Fonda.
Yes. We love a good... I was also thinking Jane Fonda.
Yeah. I mean, we love Jane Fonda. She's for the people.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. I don't think they were doing that in particular with this movie. I think they were thinking they were doing a Jane Fonda, but it wasn't coming off that way, per se.
Well, I meant more like, were they portraying the, like, I don't know, I guess, like, the scenery and the actual, not the storyline of it, because they were obviously, like, totally, you know, blindsiding it, but...
I mean, like, the movie looked like the music video for Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift.
So, is she in Africa in that video?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
For real?
That's so like literally funny. Like the whole narrative of that. She's like with this, or she's shooting
like
a movie.
Serengeti?
Yeah, they're like shooting some movie in Africa. And there's like fucking so zebra and fucking giraffes and bullshit.
Well, we all know I've never seen a Taylor Swift video, but that's so funny.
I don't know why I distinctively remember that because I think it is my favorite Taylor Swift song for whatever reason.
You love that song.
I really don't know why. I don't know why.
I do know she's wearing a wig. It's very funny.
Oh, yeah, because she has black hair.
She has, like, brown hair, yeah.
I love when blonde pop stars will wear, like, brunette wigs and be like, I'm a different person. And I'm like, the only one that was ever genuinely funny to me was fucking Mariah Carey. And that was because she fought herself.
I mean, she just knew how to do it. she knew how to do the gimmicks.
Yeah, so I love in this movie, well, to answer your question, I do think there is some type of romanticizing they do with it. But, I mean, I feel like they always do that with, like, white people going to a foreign country. Unless they go to, like, fucking the Netherlands, it's not gonna... And you know how that turned out. We got Midsummer, so...
Which I have not seen.
You're better off, honestly, wholeheartedly. I love how, like, in the very beginning of this movie, right after the fucking son is just like, all right, bye, I'm going to college, the husband is like, I'm not in love with you anymore, my bags have been packed and are in this small hallway, goodbye.
Okay, but, like, and that is not even an exaggeration. Literally, the son goes out the door, and in the same scene, isn't it in the same exact scene?
Yes!
Like, she's like, okay, so I think we should, like, talk about our, like, second honeymoon, and he literally was just like, we're getting a divorce.
It wasn't 10 minutes after he left.
I did think that was very funny.
He's like, I waited until our son left. And I'm like, literally left.
The second he left. I'm like, the son is still in the elevator on the way down to the street.
Like, you're definitely going to pass him in the lobby.
With all your suitcases. That have apparently been packed for years.
It's like, where are you going? Oh, just going on a trip.
I know they had to, like, get her to Africa fast. Like, they had to, like, get to that point very fast, but that was too much.
That was literally too fast. That was breakneck. Like, the photographer who was doing their fucking Christmas card might have still been in the bathroom. Like, I'm sure he came out of the bathroom and was just like, She's, like, crying. He's like, should I go?
She's like crying on the couch.
That's the part of the movie I want to see.
When she got to Africa, I was like, I was really kind of hoping, like, I knew she was going to meet Rob Lowe and fall in love and save elephants or whatever the fuck. But, like, for a minute, I was like, oh, what if this movie was just Kristen Davis, like, getting it on and, like, fucking around in Africa after her husband leaves her? So, because, like, for a minute, they were like, oh, she's going to drink champagne straight from the bottle. She's got this bed all to herself. She's getting dinner. I was like, what if this was just the whole movie? Like, it wouldn't even have to take place in Africa. I think that would have been good. I would have watched that movie.
So basically, it would have been like Samantha from Sex and the City, but in Africa.
It didn't even have to be in Africa. She could have gone anywhere and just been, like, fucking a bunch of dudes and, like, getting into trouble. It still could have been called Holiday in the Wild. I would have watched it.
Holiday in the Wild. Still called Holiday in the Wild. Where in the wild, though? Where is she going?
She is the wild.
You know what? I love that.
Thanks. I'm going to write it. It's going to be Holiday in the Wild 2.
The real Holiday in the Wild. This will be a theatrical release. Starring Julia Roberts.
I have to say, I think I said this in the beginning, but I didn't dislike this as much as I thought it would. Like, I thought I was going to, like, truly hate this movie, and I didn't. But again, I was bored. And again, I think it wasn't for me. You know what I mean? Like, I think it wasn't targeted at my demographic.
Yeah, because when I had conversations with my mom about it, she loved this movie. This was the top of her list.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's literally an age thing, I feel.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, you felt it. Because I was like, this was just like a middle-aged fantasy, in a way, of, like, I don't know.
You know, that whole, I went on vacation to Africa, but I ended up finding myself.
Love.
My true purpose. I used to be a veterinarian, but I just gave it up so I could be a wife. Put my husband, like, literally, she was like, I, like, was with him through grad school, put him through grad school, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck?
He sucked so bad, that husband.
Yes!
She was still floored when he wanted to break up with her.
I know, he was, like, literally the worst, apparently. I'm like, she did everything, it seems like, and then he was like, I want a divorce. I no longer love you. It seems that you've seen me through some terrible times. I no longer love you because of that.
Oh my god.
You've seen me at my most vulnerable. I want to start over with someone who doesn't know me.
I mean, that's relatable.
But when she totally did that, when she did that reveal that she used to be a vet, I was like, oh, this is a Jane Goodall movie now.
It kind of was. I didn't make that connection, but yeah, you're absolutely right. This was, like, for the woman who wants to be Jane Goodall, but is from New York.
You too can just go to Africa.
You can go to Africa. How about the fact that, like, that elephant showed up and she was like, well, you're my son now.
I don't need my real son anymore. I now have an elephant child.
She fully just replaced her adult son with this elephant.
Also, what was up with that fucking blonde bitch who was fucking Rob Lowe before? Who got so mad when he didn't want to fuck her anymore?
That was so funny because that plotline felt like an afterthought. And I feel like it was rewritten into the script after they were like, oh, there's not enough conflict between them.
Basically. Because that girl, she kind of just, like, comes out of nowhere. She's just...
The funniest was when she walks in the tent, in his tent, and he's got the, like, drawing of Kristen Davis.
That was funny.
Oh my god, I was, like, cracking up.
That was, she was very much just like, oh.
She was like, I thought you only made landscapes. I was like, woo!
So upset. And honestly, what was funny about that was when she was just like, well, if you're not gonna fuck me, then fuck the elephants!
Basically.
And it's like, well, we're pulling funding. He's just like, don't do that. And he's like, well, fuck you! And then just that leaves.
That was very dramatic. I was like, girl, you're hot. You could go get somebody else to fuck you, probably.
I know, I'm like, you don't have to fuck old Rob Lowe in Africa. You could fuck someone else.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, you can fuck just a normal black guy in Africa. Like, why are you fucking Rob Lowe?
There are probably plenty of hot guys. Like, that guy who worked at the bar, he was cute.
You know what? Racism.
She's like, you're the only other white person. We must mate.
Yeah, which was really funny because when she was just like, when Kristen Davis at first was just like, oh, you're the pilot. And I'm just like, of course he's the pilot. He's the only other white person there. Like,
he's the only white guy.
Yeah, you think a black guy's going to be flying you around at this resort? I don't think so.
Oh, God.
I'm like, do you think those rich white people would be comfortable with a black guy driving them around or flying them around in a plane?
A black guy with an accent, no less.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, no, we're going to get kidnapped.
Have you seen that movie starring Tom Hanks where he's on the boat and a bunch of black pirates take his ship? That's what's going to happen to us.
Oh, why are we like this?
Because we're right.
I mean, it's true. But
yeah, I have no major things to say about this movie. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. There were parts of it were good. The cinematography was pretty good.
It was really good.
I'm
glad that they're saving the elephants with the cinematography.
Didn't they do like a PSA at the end?
I think so. No, what really killed me at the end was like, you're like, do you think he'll remember us? Of course he'll remember. He's an elephant. And I'm like,
God.
Like, I think at that moment, I was like, wow, that was really, truly the nail in the coffin for this movie, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That just summed it up.
Also, that really bad CGI shot that they did with Kristen Davis.
Which one? Was that a real elephant? The baby elephant?
I think so, yeah.
At one point, I thought it was CGI. I don't know.
No, I knew that there was, like, one particular scene that they did that was, it was, like, a medium shot of, like, Kristen Davis or whatever, and she's, like, looking toward, not looking at the camera, but, like, looking towards, like, Rob Lowe off camera or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, I was just like, oh, the CGI in this is so bad. Like, it was definitely a pickup shot. Like, they're like, we can't go back to Africa on this one.
Yeah. The scene where she's, like, talking to her friend who's still in New York was so bizarre. Because I was like, I get that they're trying to, like, you know, again, they were just making Africa romantic. Because mm-hmm. then, like, it cut back to New York. And New York was, like, gray and blue and, like, terrible. And there were a million people. And then you cut back to Africa, and it's, like, just her on a bench with, like, mountains behind
her. Paradise.
And I was like, this is just, it was just a bizarre scene. I don't know.
I know. Where was the malaria?
Where was the scene where she had to get a million shots just to get on the plane?
Now that's the realism I was missing from that movie.
Genuinely. And also, why was their second honeymoon location Africa to begin with? Like, that's what I was like, Okay? Like, why?
Honestly, that was like my first question as well. Like,
They just
why?
didn't seem like the sort of couple who would be like they would be like, oh, we're going to the Maldives or like, I don't know, some dumb shit. But
The
there it was just
Turks
like,
and Caicos.
yeah, it was just like a resort in Africa. I was like, yeah, sure.
That seems weirdly specific, but okay.
I mean, if it gets her to Rob Lowe and the elephants, I guess.
And that's it. But these were pretty fun. Like, I'll say that from the ones that have been filtering into Netflix, these have been quite enjoyable. Even some of the random ones I've been catching from, like, actually, I'll say the ones I've been catching from Lifetime have been like weirdly high quality.
Oh yeah, I mean I think that they know like even like Lifetime and Hallmark like they know that there's like an industry for this now. Like probably I'm guessing like the emergence of the Netflix originals has like made them kind of be like, "Oh, this is a thing. People enjoy this. Maybe we should put some quality into it."
Yeah, I wonder. I'm wondering who started that demand for more Christmas movies. They're like, I'm tired of seeing the same 15 Christmas movies.
Here's what I'll say about in general, like the whole like TV Christmas movie phenomenon is that I love when they're terrible. Like there's a certain thing about the Hallmark and the Lifetime movies that makes it special, which is that it really is bad. And I think that the Netflix ones, as far as like the cutesy romantic ones, I think they're like getting it right, but then they amp up the production quality, and to me, I don't know, it loses a little bit of its like magic. Because the reason I watch these that I have like been watching Hallmark movies for years is because they're just so fucking bad. And that's what I love about them. So that's why I enjoyed Santa Girl so much. Because I was like, yeah, this is terrible. I love it. We're along for the ride. And that's all I have to say about that.
I mean, sure.
I mean, I honestly think that's why Let It Snow and Holiday in the Wild, besides the fact that they like were for a little bit of different age ranges, I think. Like, I think that's why I found them so boring. I was like, I think they're trying to be too good. Like, at least Night Before Christmas and Christmas Prince and stuff, like, they know they're campy. They understand that part.
Yeah. I do miss the wacky hijinks Christmas movie. Like Jingle Bells, or not Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Love that. I want another movie like that. And Ed Sinbad's available. He's not doing anything.
I'm sure he wants to definitely do the sequel to Jingle All the
Yeah, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I would love to see them as old men do that
just like super old doing that sequel.
Their grandparents doing the exact same movie.
It's basically a shot for shot remake, but they're old now.
I'd watch it. I mean, that's kind of what they're doing with that Jumanji sequel. They're like, so we're not gonna get like these two, we're gonna get like, who was it, Danny DeVito and fucking Danny Glover, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Talking about?
I don't know. I really don't know what's going with that movie.
Didn't they already do a Jumanji remake?
Yeah, but they're doing a sequel to that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I know, even the first one was pushing it, and I said that one was fine. I was like, you know what? It wasn't great, but it was fun for what it was.
We got to see Jack Black doing some stuff.
We got to see Jack Black pretending to be an old woman, or not an old woman, like a girl, a teenage girl, basically.
We love it.
Well, whatever. Anyway, so next episode, back to doing more Christmas stuff. I don't know.
We will still be doing Christmas movies.
Yeah, we'll probably give our take on Christmas music then, since we've been talking so much about Christmas stuff now.
Yeah, we can review our faves and our least faves. I am compiling what I call my trash fest list, and that is what's going to be the next episode.
Yes, I'm letting Grace take the reins and pick the movies this time.
I'm so excited. I'm very disappointed that I can't access Hallmark Channel movies for free. But I'm finding the best of the worst of the free things, so.
All I'm laughing about is I'm just thinking of you, trying to watch those Hallmark movies and being like, let me in!
Let me in! Basically, that was me. Because I found on Amazon Prime, how you can, but you have to rent them.
Oh.
I'm not renting these.
Does Hallmark not have an app? I feel like everyone has an app.
They might. I'm just whatever. I have a pretty good list. If I can somehow get to the access, unlock the vault of Hallmark movies, we should do an episode on just those.
I mean, why not?
But I do have a pretty good list going otherwise, so it's fine.
Okay. I mean, as always, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Jingle, jingle.
Jingle, jingle, bitches.
Bye.